You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, there is never a dull week, it seems, in American politics. Just when I think we've reached, I don't know, peak US politics, peak madness, peak unexpectedness, more happens. So, of course, I've turned to my resident expert in the United States, Bruce. Bruce, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Simon? Boy, it goes crazy out here. I told you last week, we're all nuts, and it's just a fire hose of news and information, and I've never seen anything quite like this before.
Yeah, well, since then, I've been proven wrong. As you know, I thought Biden would hold out for a variety of reasons. Clearly, he had cognitive decline, but I thought he would stay. Because he had the money and a little bit of momentum, and he's not Kamala Harris. But that's probably the big news. I mean, how's the resignation going down there? What's the impressions on the ground?
Well, it's talk of cover up and things that his cognitive ability was hidden for such a long time and was laid totally bare at the debate. And he just shot himself. Well, that's a terrible expression. He did not do well. And he has, ever since then, the party has been trying to get him out. And it's laid bare. Everybody sees that he's a feeble old man who, can't make it for 4 years. He might not even make it for another 150 days. Who knows? But the power just that be, Nancy Pelosi, actually, she's the kingmaker, just kind of said something in the back room saying, we can make this easy for you, or we can make this hard for you, but you got to go. And so,
how is that democratic? Without getting too, but how is that democratic for the Democrats? Because it looks to me miles away that, as you say, the prince and princesses of the Democratic Party pushed Biden out against the wishes of the general membership who voted for him.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about the primaries. The primaries are the playoffs where they have all the candidates who want to run for president. You do the go state by state, and what is it, 4 million people? That's a number I'm just pulling out. But a whole bunch of people went to the polls and voted for Biden. And the Democratic machine wouldn't let anybody else run, which was silly. It's not Democratic. And they have done everything they can to say that, that Trump is going to be anti-Democratic. And this is Politburo stuff.
We've now seen that Biden is alive. But I mean, what are Americans making of those first few days where all there was a picture of a letter, no images of him, no video, no nothing?
Absolutely, totally bizarre. He was in Las Vegas last Wednesday. He had a full schedule, and he was having a meal at a Mexican restaurant or something. And then something happened that Secret Service went on full alert, alerted the Las Vegas Police Department, saying, clear the roads. We're coming through, and we're moved to fast, and we're headed for the hospital. So they put the Las Vegas hospital on alert. It's a number one trauma clinic. Nobody knew what was going on. Then they said, we changed directions. We're going back home. We're going east. So everything, it was false alarm, and Biden hadn't been seen since. That was Wednesday. Monday, we get not even a picture, a photo, a video. It's on Elon Musk's X. On the resignation, and we don't know if he signed it, and it's bleh. So finally, he arrived back on Tuesday to the White House, but they claim COVID. Who knows? It could be anything. So that's, and so there's proof of life. He did phone in on a Kamala Harris speech. What was it? Tuesday, Monday night. So that was kind of the proof of life that he's around. But oh, this whole thing's been just so undemocratic. My jaw drops.
And so now, of course, we've got Harris. She's managed, well, the Democratic Party's wrangled the votes for her, so she's the presumptive nominee. I mean, how's that being received? I see that she's got, you know, millions in fundings poured in. Has this restored the Democratic Party? Are they now strong and focused?
They're singing that tune. It was funny last week. They were saying, you know, Biden's the greatest president. He'll go on. And da 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 da. This week, Harris is now the new flavor of the week. And believe it or not, Trump's too old to run for office. Just unbelievable. She's got. Everybody rallied around. She's got the delegates who never voted for her. There hasn't been a single vote ever cast for Kamala Harris, but she's got all the delegates, over 3,000 of them, I think. Governors are lining in, and now they're talking about who's going to be her running mate. And she has, I don't know, she's got a lot of work to do. And there's...
Yeah, do you think she'll be of concern to the Republicans and to Trump? I mean, they'll always take things seriously in any political competition, but she doesn't have much of a track record. Are they going to be worried? Is this a significant reset for the Democrats, which now puts the whole election on the wire?
No, this is a significant save face for the Democrats. I think they're resigned to take the loss because... Kamala against Trump? Give me a break. I mean,
so why do you say say that? Not to grill you, well, but just for New Zealanders, you know, you're right there in the heart of it. What is it about Trump versus Harris?
Well, Trump has got a proven track record. He's been president before. He knows the drill. He's not nearly as bombastic as he was before. He's got a record, and a pretty solid record at that. Whereas Kamala, as vice president, just the nature of the job, it doesn't give her a lot of credit, or not a lot of responsibility. She was the one thing, she was named the border czar, which was supposed to keep our border between us and Mexico closed. But she claimed global warming and never went to the border. She's never been to the border. No, and she's a lightweight. It's there's an old legal term. It says if you've got the facts, pound the facts. If you got nothing, pound the table. And so she's got nothing. She's got no deliverables. Probably they're gonna claim race. You know, the racist Americans, which is goofy because she's half Asian. just African American. I don't know. It's going to be abortion and dreams of, you know, or fear, you know, the world's going to superheat or, you know, whatever. But you know, I wouldn't want her controlling troop movements in a battle situation. I don't think America would either.
I think, too, from what I can see, and granted, she's now going to be the presidential candidate, but, you know, her story of wealth and privilege versus the likes of J.D. Vance, it's going to be... quite the contrast. Hey, but the final thing, of course, we've got the news that the Secret Service Director stood down a couple of days ago and what looked to me like rare bipartisanship, both Republicans and Democrats really taking to her in the inquiry. So how's that been received?
Oh, gosh. What? Just a catastrophe. We've got a big political movement or a thing called DEI. It's called Diversity, Inclusion, and Equity. And so you're filling a position with a race or a gender rather than a meritocracy. And this head of the Secret Service was obviously a DEI hire. Peter Principle, you rise to the level of your own incompetence. She just totally dropped the ball. She testified before Congress And both sides gave her everything they had. Even Andrea Ocasio-Cortez was making sense, something intelligent, and she wanted her out. So she put her tail behind her legs and got out of there.
It's just remarkable stuff. And as in, I was struck that AOC was actually grilling and pushing. It was like, wow, as you say, she's made sense for once.
And the whole thing, it boils down to the Secret Service was, I've been complaining the past couple of weeks, it's been really hot here. And the reason why that roof wasn't covered was it was too hot up there. And the local police were tasked to watch that roof. They didn't. It was too hot. I'm going inside. I can do the same thing from inside. But Secret Service never followed up, and that roof was left unattended because it's too hot. Give me a break.
Well, the second excuse, too hot, sloped roof. Look, it's crazy times, but amazing times in the States. So, Bruce, thank you for talking us through all of this. I mean, there's so much more we could touch on, but we'll be calling in next week. I'm sure there'll be a whole lot more.
Oh, it's a fire hose of news and information. You just can't process it all fast enough. You just can't. It's never seen anything like it.
Thank you then for coming on and talking us through what we can.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Yep. And hopefully better news.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.